Blog Talk Radio.
The truth can hurt you, or the truth can change you. What will truth do to you?
I just wanna be happy, but if I keep on doing the things that keep on bringing me pain, there's no one else I can blame if I'm not happy. Wasted time, but now I can see the biggest enemy, it was me. So I'm not happy. Cry yourself to sleep, shout and raise your hands. It won't change a thing, child, until you understand.
Preach.
If you're tired of being the same, it's tired of things not changing.
The truth can hurt you, or the truth can change you. What will truth do to you?
I just wanna be happy, but if I keep on doing the things that keep on bringing me pain, there's no one else I can blame if I'm not happy. Wasted time, but now I can see the biggest enemy, it was me. So I'm not happy. Cry yourself to sleep, raise your hands. It won't change a thing, child, until you understand.
Preach.
If you're tired of being the same, if you're tired of things not changing,
but it only works if
you want to be happy.
Look at yourself and say,
don't you want to be happy?
Yeah.
I just want to be happy. But if I keep on giving my heart for people to tear apart, the healing will never start. So I can be happy.
Yes, Lord.
Will I ever be happy? Cry yourself to sleep, shout and raise your hand. It won't change a thing, child, until you understand.
If I'm talking to you, then say,
if you're tired of being the same, if you're tired of things not changing, it's time for you to get out your way.
You've been there too long. This one right here.
It's so easy to complain. I think.
Good evening. My name is Dr. Loretta D. Smith, the host of the Dr. Low Show. This is all about talking about relationships, and I want you to be ready because there's no limit. I am the guru, and I'll share as much as I know about it. All I don't know, I'll make sure I have my guests share their thoughts as well, that you have that same opportunity. Let's look at why we're here. We're here to offer some a vehicle for you to share your thoughts about the various relationship topics we will be talking about tonight. So what we want you to do to make sure you call in, that's 347-857-4192. And if you want to go to the web link just to listen to the show, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/The Smith Way Production. We're also using two other vehicles to broadcast this show tonight. We're using Facebook. And if you're interested in going to Facebook, if you're on Instagram or Blog Talk Radio, you can go to my page, which is drldialbertosmith@facebook.com. Or you can go to Instagram, and my page is loretta.d.smith15. Now, it's awesome to have an opportunity to come to you on Terrific Tuesday. And that's what we're calling, because we're truly being blessed. Blessed to see another day. God has just spared us, and there's some things going on. You know, I was looking at one of my individuals on Instagram, and they said they needed to hear that song. hey, you need to hear the topic we're going to talk about tonight, because we're going to come at you. We're coming hard. We have no limits. We're going to make it do what it do. So we want to make sure you're a part of it. Let me kind of share some of the particulars that we'll be showing. As I stated, we're on Facebook Live. You can, the show is aired on Facebook Live. We're also on Instagram. We normally use Twitter Live, which is Periscope. We have so many opportunities, we just kind of limited tonight to have just three. We also anchor podcasts as well as YouTube television. The channel is the Smith Way. So make sure we are broadcasting those various ways, and you're part of it. You're on Facebook at the end. I always call out your name. I let you know. Now, you're a part of it, so go back and check it out on one of those vehicles. Start with my Facebook page. That'll be number one. Then I have several accounts with Instagram. So you can hit me several ways. You can go to Coach Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith 15, or you can just go to D. Alberto Smith Production, or the Smith Way Production. You got several ways to do it. But then we come back, we got an on-demand episode. We make sure we post this so you can check the show out. If you didn't hear it all and you want to just hear something else that we discussed, I want to make sure you have an opportunity. Now, you can go to Google Plus. You can go to Twitter. You can also go to Blog Talk Radio. You can go to Tumblr, as well as LinkedIn. And you can hit the show. Now, our Twitter account for this show is, you can tweet us at the Dr. Low Show, number one, at Lorenzo D. Smith, 15. So, again, we got an outstanding show tonight. Just get ready, because we want you on Facebook. I know you might be using your telephone to be watching this, and we appreciate you doing it, but it'd be good if you could call in. That call-in number is 347-857-4192. Before I go any further, I have on the line with me a guest expert that's with me, as well as my Monday night show, but she's with us again tonight. And I want to make sure I introduce this young lady. The young lady hails from Greenville, South Carolina. And she's very special to us because she came to us last year. And she has a lot of wisdom. We want to make sure we introduce her in the right way. She's a member, a proud member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated, my sister. And I appreciate having you, Scarlett H. Black. How are you doing, Scarlett?
I'm doing fine. How are you tonight?
Oh, I'm ready. You know, the topic's going to be hot tonight, so we got to get ready, because we got some people that are going to be calling in. They told me they're calling in because they got some things they need to say, and they ain't going to say it in a nice way. But you know what? That's what we got. No limits. We enjoy it. Now, if you want to just keep it at a certain level on Monday night, call on Monday night, you can be there. But tonight, Tuesday night, Dr. Lowe's going to bring it to you, if you can like it or not. It's, I love you, and ain't a thing you can do about it. Oh, let's start off. We're going to start off with the title. And I want you to pay close attention to this, because I was just thinking. It says, don't be afraid of a real relationship. Last week, we talked about a healthy relationship. To have a real relationship, you got to have a healthy relationship. And we mentioned those five things that's so important. You know, you got to self-love yourself. You got to be trustworthy. You got to just believe in that other person. You got to have hope and belief in that person, you know, that they're going to be straightforward with you. You know, you have to make sure you're able to communicate with that person. And then last but not least is connect. If you have no connection, you're going to have 10% in and 90% out, meaning you kind of get to the next person. We had a topic that last week we talked about. Well, 2 weeks ago we talked about it. So we're really excited about coming at tonight. Don't be afraid of a real relationship. Scarlett, I'm going to start off because, you know, I said no limits, but you correct me. Well, I appreciate you correcting me on one of the first topics we're going to talk about. And I want everybody to join in. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. And yes, we're going to discuss this topic or this statement. I only have one relationship left in me. If the crap fails, then I will accept that, and I will be single for a long time. Share your thoughts on that, Scarlett, and I'll come back and share my thoughts on that. In regards
first of all,
to
never accept. Yeah, never accept because you don't know. None of us know. We have more innards than we think we have. At the same time, don't force a relationship that really is not healthy or good for you. Sometimes we force things and we put rose-colored glasses on trying to see things that maybe if we didn't have the rose-colored glasses on, we would really see the real deal. That relationship may not be for you. It may not be the healthy, great relationship that you are really seeking and that's in your future. Don't give up because what's for you is for you. And sometimes we force situations and we wind up with the wrong, maybe not the person that we really should be with by forcing it. So just live your life. I know it's difficult and sometimes, you know, loneliness and all these things seep in. But live your life. Live your best life. Some of the most dynamite women I have met across this country and internationally are women who are single and who are living their best lives. They're traveling. They're buying their own home. All these things that, you know, we normally think of when it comes to a marriage or a significant other. But women are now fierce, independent, and can live their best lives on their own. But what's meant for you is coming. If it's meant to be, it will happen. You be best at trying to make sure that you are everything that you need to be so that when it does happen or if it happens, you bring something great to the relationship. No questions asked. So just keep living and keep moving forward and living the very best life that you can as your own individual person.
And that's awesome, Scarlett. I really appreciate it. You know, it's just, you know, let me kind of break it down and get it from the guru point of view. And I have a guru right there. You just heard her share some thoughts. It's all about looking at the situation, then realizing you're going to live your best life. The statement was, I only have one more relationship left. You know what? You don't have a relationship when you make that statement. Don't say I only have one more left because you're going to be saying you're looking for the right one, so you'll never get to the one that you need to get to. You know, if your desire to have somebody to love you and care for you and be on, you know, work toward a healthy relationship, remember our tiers of a relationship. You be that associate, acquaintance, then you move into what we call the friendship area, then you move into the romantic relationship. But all those things are healthy, have to be. But if you go into a relationship saying, I don't have a one more relationship in me, and if it fails, then I'm done. You know what? You might as well not even make that statement. Just be done from the beginning. Because that's what's important, because you already have set a bar, or set where you're going to go. It's a limitation because you're saying that, you know, what if you don't bring the greatest efforts in a relationship? What if the person that you think is that person, and then you fail, so now you're done? You're going to just be single the rest of the time? You just don't know what God has for you. So you have to keep that in mind when you make statements like that. I only have one more relationship in me. You know, I would tell you, you know, at the age I am, I would say, well, man, I just don't have the one more. I don't know what I want to go through another one like that. If I'm saying that, I might as well not go through one. What I have to realize is that God has what he has planned for each and every one of us. I can't determine. Man cannot determine what's going to happen. If you pray and ask for a desire, you desire a person, God will make you prepared. Now, keep in mind, prepared for that person. It might be somebody you already met in passing. They was in that associate category or acquaintance category. You didn't get a chance to be a friend with them, or you didn't get a chance to get into a romantic relationship because y'all was moving in two different directions. So I think it's important not to make a statement like that when you really, really are looking for a relationship. But if you're not, keep saying that right there. You have only one more relationship in there. And the next one is like a crap shooter. You know, we had another word that said crap. It's a crap shot. You know, I'm a roll of dice, and if it works, it works. If it don't work, I'm single. You ain't got to worry about bothering me no more. Y'all don't have to worry about it because I ain't going to be looking for anybody. So now you're going to fall in that category, this term, and a lot of people, I don't hear a lot of people using it, but I'm going to use it, and Scarlett, is just something that's been said called hobosexual, meaning that you're going to go from woman to woman, woman to woman, or man to man, man to man, but you're not looking for a relationship. All you want to do is conquer and destroy, because that's what's happening. The guru will tell you, you're conquering, but you're destroying too. So we have to keep that in mind when we go around from place to place, what I call at whatever train stop is stopped or where you stop, what that old saying, where I put my hat in my home, you know, anybody that old saying like grandma used to say, they take their shoes off, don't let nobody take their shoes and holler that they plan on staying there or ready to pay the bill. You know, they always said that. And there a lot of females been told that, even guys been told, you know, let nobody come to your house unless you're ready for them to be there, because you know it's quite a task to get them out of there if you're not ready for them to be in your house, but you open your door like that. So you keep in mind, once you make that commitment saying that is last relationship, if this is the last one, if it don't work, I'm going to stay single, don't even go look to have a relationship. No more being associate or acquaintance. Scarlett, you want to share any other thoughts on that?
Well, that's why, you know, it's important, first of all, to prepare yourself. You got to be okay with who you are as an individual person, whether it's female or male. You got to make sure that you're okay with who you are and what you bring to any type of relationship. And if you're not there, if you're not preparing yourself internally and take the negativity out of it, because again, you don't know what's in store for you and what's around the corner. And it may never be. Who knows? But even if it's not, be okay with you. What I mean with you, you the person. Be the best that you can be. And again, live your best life. And if it comes, it comes. And guess what? Living your best life, you're bringing your best to someone else's best life, and you're making a couple out of that. Don't give up. Don't give in. But again, be healthy in what you seek.
All right. That's awesome. Scarlett, thank you so much. And the call-in number is 347-857-4192. Again, if you want to go to the web link, just to listen to this Blog Talk Radio show, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/the Smith Way Production. If you go to that, you can hear all 123 episodes we have dealing informative series of information that you can get through social relationship, sports, whatever it may be, financial. You can listen to all of our shows on Blog Talk Radio on-demand episode. All right, next topic we're going to look at, because it relates to, you know, you say, I'm going to be single a long time, but getting a definition of single. You know, on a status on Facebook, when you're putting it, say, what is your status? You know, you're either going to be single, you're going to be divorced, a widow, you're going to be married, in a relationship, whatever they give you. But this statement is, and we want to discuss it, single means single, and we aren't putting no titles on it. Single is single. You cannot be part-time single. You can't be half-time single. You just can't. You're either going to be single or you're going to be single. And some people do that. They say, well, I'm single, but, you know, I got a girl over there. You know, I go over there and holler at her every night, but I'm single now. I'm single because what you're doing when you say single, when I say single means single, you're single. You ain't out there trying to capture everything else, but still say I'm single. Once you get yourself involved in a relationship, now if you want to keep it an associate, an acquaintance, do that. That means you're not taking it to the step, but as long as you continue to communicate with that person, and I heard this come out of someone's mouth, might have been, it was some show I was listening to. He was saying that more you talk to a person when you meet them, you begin to develop feelings, or they begin to develop feelings for you. And you might not see it, but the more you communicate with them, the door begins. They start letting their guard down. The walls come down. So they begin. So, but then you still run out, man, I'm just hollering at her, I'm single. If you're single, that means you're single. You like the status. If you're married, you're married. If you, I don't know about it, in a relationship, you say, I'm in a relationship. What kind of relationship you in? That status, I wonder about that one anyway. In a relationship, what kind of relationship you in? You in a, but you still on Facebook, you still on Instagram, you still in somebody's DM, but you in a relationship with somebody else. If you're single, say you're single.
I agree with that. So you need, first of all, you need to define what's a relationship. Is it just a hookup, you know, every once in a while, you know, for sex or whatever? And then you're still calling yourself single, but you're also spreading the wealth around, you know, everywhere you can. You know, just what is it? You need to make sure you define what relationship is. If you're single, you're single. If you're married, you're married. And if there are any in-between, you need to define and make sure that the partner or the person understands and buys in to what the in-betweens mean. We get confused with these labels. We get confused with the situations. Be honest enough to be honest to the person. Be honest to the person that you're talking to or you're seeing or whatever. Define the relationship. Make sure that everybody's mutually agreed what the relationship really is. If it's not going to lead anywhere, this is just a casual thing, be honest enough to say that.
And sorry, you hit something.
Time. If they're looking for something more and more than you're willing to give, just need to be honest. And if they're not being honest, you need to ask the honest question again. What is it in this relationship? Let's define what we're doing here.
Awesome. I'm going to tell you now, she's hitting on the head. And she's bringing it out because if you're single, you're single. That means single. You can't put on your status, I'm single, but you got a young lady, a girl you're dating in Atlanta. Apparently you ain't single. You may be single way because you're not married to that person, but if you have made a commitment to that person, and it's too many times this happened when guys go out and they said they are single, but they are dancing around everywhere and leaving carnage all over the place, but they still say they're single. But they got this one girl, young lady, a woman, a lady, however you want to stated, but some guys, they're boys, so sometimes they are messing with girls, or boys trying to mess with women. You know, that's how it is. Someone, no matter how old you are, you still ain't meet that status of being a man. And you like my dad always said, a amount of work will prove you, because if you're in a relationship, you got to work in a relationship. You're in a marriage, you got to work in a marriage. If you're single, and if you want to be single, work being single. Stay out there. Don't go and try to hit everything and say you still single. So single means single. Don't put no tight on it. In relationship is not single. You in a relationship. And that's something we want to address. So, you know, we want you to be a part of 347-857-4192. The guru is coming in, and that second guru over there on the line is coming to you as well. And that's Scarlett Black. She's talking and she's coming at you. She's making it do what it do, and that's what we're all about. Just keep in mind, we love you, and nothing you can do about it. And we're going to say some things that might not make you feel good. All right, let's move to this fairy tale syndrome. I heard Judge Toner on Divorce Court said some people get caught up in a fairy tale syndrome. And I would take this opportunity to kind of explain that. You know, fairy tale, you know, we didn't had all kind of fairy tales. Snow White, you know, we didn't had all kind of fairy. So in essence, they said you're in a relationship, your representative is feeding that person that you want to have a good relationship, or you want to have a committed, but you never said you want to have a committed relationship. So what you're doing, you're playing on the status that, okay, if I do this, now I'm living in Wonderland. I think I can get away with this. I'm going to keep now. What the purpose of the fairy tale syndrome is that it is not going through it, is how you get out of the fairy tale syndrome where you caught up, thank you, in a relationship, and you're the only one in the relationship. It's hard to be in a relationship by yourself when there's another individual involved with it. See, it's hard to do that. So in essence, fairy tale syndrome, it comes to an end. But it takes you realizing it, it's time to bring it to an end, because this guy's not, or this young lady is not trying to move forward. She ain't trying to get into a committed, no dedicated. She's not trying to do the things that are part of a healthy relationship. She don't want to communicate. She's not connecting with me, and she's not being trustworthy. And once you realize that, I don't care if it's 364 days that you've been in a fairy tale relationship or syndrome. On the 365th day, and you decide that you no longer want to do that, on the first day of that new year, you cut that thing loose, because you're going to cut it all loose on 365. On that first day, you're moving forward. The fairy tale is over with. It's just like Sleeping Beauty. You're sleeping, but the prince is going to wake you up. Now, the reality of that person playing these 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 games going to wake you up, and you have to make a decision. And once you make that decision, you move forward. And you have to leave it back there. You have to leave it behind you now. You can't bring it, that baggage, up here with you. You have to leave that. Leave that fairy tale syndrome behind you and try to move into a more of a reality, a move toward a healthy relationship. Scarlett, share your thoughts on that.
I think it goes back to my first statement about the rose-colored glasses. Sometimes we see what we think we want to see, and we overlook things that we should have seen. To me, that's the fairy tale. We go in and start glazed, love glazed, and everything else. And the relationship is really not a committed relationship. You're in it by yourself. You're running around for chicken with your head cut off trying to please this person. What are they doing trying to really be a part of the relationship? Is it just healthy on one side, or you think it is? But when you take the glasses off and you really see what's really happening, you see that you are not in a committed partnership with this person. So it's time to either have that discussion that we talked about a week before last, to sit down and have an honest discussion. I think, Doc, you talk about that all the time, you know, about being honest in your relationship and just lay it on the line. What are we doing here? Where are we going with this? And if it's not there, it's going to be painful, because you have to walk away, you know. You have to walk away. But if sometimes, you know, if you see where, you know, the person is trying to make amends or trying to really get in there with it, you have to judge that and decide for you, is this the best healthy relationship for me, or should I just get out of this? So, yeah, I like your analogy about Sleeping Beauty, too. That was pretty good. And the prince. Sometimes the prince can be a fraud. Sometimes Sleeping Beauty may be the Wicked Witch of the North. You never know. You just have to see what you got. But you got to take the rose-colored glasses off, be real, be honest, and define and have what it is that you want in this relationship with this other person.
Awesome. I'm telling you now, that's exactly what you have to do. You have to be for real. Now, if you don't be in that relationship, remember our four stages, our four tiers of relationship. You know, you meet a person, he or she is your associate. You may decide to want to spend a little bit more time to become acquainted with that person. And then you can move toward, maybe it's a possibility I'm going to have a friendship with them. Then last, a romantic relationship. Now, just remember, these rose-colored glasses will be there, and you have to eventually realize people are going to speak of themselves and look at their interest, look for their interest more than they're going to look out for yours. So in the fairy tale situation, they're going to be telling you everything you want to hear. You're in that syndrome, telling you everything you want to hear. But, you know, eventually you wake up. Like, you know, and that might be Attila the Hun, or that might be the Beast. You know, that might be something that you ain't realized was going on. But you eventually have to wake up. Like I said, for 364 days, live the fairy tale syndrome. But if you get to that 365th day and you see this is not a best thing for you, you know, my famous thing is run as fast as you can.
Run.
I on the 365th day, when that day comes and you say it's done, because on the first day of that new year, I'm not going to be dealing with you. You're gone. You're out. You're no longer there. So the fairy tale syndrome, check that out. Give us a call.
And it takes guts to do, you know, it takes guts and courage to do this stuff. It really does. It's not easy. So we're not saying that any of this is going to be easy. It's going to be painful. And it's going to hurt. You know, when you're in love with someone and it's not panning out, it hurts. But I like what you said, you know, if it's not working first day, run, run, run.
But we want you to run to us and call 347-857-4192.
Yeah, please.
Share your opinion. We love to have you on
please.
The line. I see several people on the board, but, you know, just push. This is what I need for you to do. Maybe you're waiting to hear this. I need you to press 1 after you dial a number. If you have something to say, you have any comments, you have any questions, press 1. Then I'll identify the last 4 digits of your cell or telephone landline if you still have one. And then I'll allow you to come on and introduce yourself. We'll use the last 4 digits of your cell or telephone number and allow you to come on. We want you to introduce yourself and your location. We want you to be a part of it. You know, I look at the board on Facebook. It is loaded with people. Thank you very much. The board on Instagram, people are joining as we speak right now. So we really have these topics. Like
oh, we,
said,
have the best, we have the best audience.
Yes, we
have
do.
The best
we
audience,
do.
Doc. We really do. On Monday nights, Tuesday, and Wednesday, even Friday. You know, we have the best audiences. So thank all the listeners because we are – for you.
That's it. We're for you. We're here for you. These vehicles. All right, we're going to start. We're going to look at a couple more topics, and we want to talk about it a little bit. And it has to do with age. You know, when you're dating or interested in dating. And we want to kind of ask this question. Does a big age difference hurt the success of a relationship? Do a big age difference hurt the success of a relationship? Or can that work when there's a big age difference? Whatever it may be, I'm not going to call out a number. Someone on this on the Facebook board or somebody on Instagram, you on Blog Talk, share with us your experience. It was a positive experience or negative experience. So we want to just kind of talk about that big age difference. I think, and I'm going to share my thoughts, and I'll let Scarlett come in and share hers. Let me kind of get y'all to understand this. We are changing where women that used to be traditional women are now conventional women. They are doing something. They have the jobs. They have the checkbook. They have the always those things they always had, like the nurturing, the intuition, and now they add to having a job and everything. And here we are as men, we're counting, we have jobs, and we're doing things as well. But I want to get it. Sometimes a person of the same age may not be mature enough to fit with that person. That might not be who God sent for you to be with. But he may send someone who may have an age difference, maybe a little older than you are, or older than you are, that fits you. And I talk to a lot of people, a lot of young ladies, and I ask them that. And that's one of the things. You know, I heard someone say this today, and this is in regards to this old term they used to use with older guys and younger ladies, call them sugar daddy. And a young lady said, no. We're going to call them sugar fang. And when she says she called them sugar fang, because you could be a male or female and be a sugar fang. So it's just all about sugar, giving that sugar. I guess that's what he's talking about. So that's something that's a stereotype or stuck with an older couple, well, older person and a younger person in a relationship. That's something they run. You know, what are you going to call? How are you going to identify? So cause this comes from millennials. Come from a little above millennial, you know, Generation X, Generation, I think it's Generation X. Then you have a Y, and that'd be more closer to millennials, and so on. So this is what they said about that, that the gap have become smaller. There are some things that young ladies are experiencing and more mature than some of the people their age, and they don't want to deal with the people their age. Tell me what you think about it. 347-857-4192. Do the big age difference create problems in a relationship? Scarlett, share your thoughts on that.
I would like to hear from our audience. What's the age difference that they think is big? You know what I'm saying? You're saying a big age difference. What would they think would be a reasonable age difference? You know, if someone is 80 years old, you know, and there's a 40-year-old person, that's not a big age difference. That's a that's the Grand Canyon. So.
Deep valley. That's a deep valley. Okay.
Yeah, that's the Grand Canyon. So, but you know, it happens. So, what would our audience? We'd like to hear from someone in the audience to see, you know, online, you know, on our feed here,
okay,
to see what they think that the proper age difference would be. Personally, I think it depends on the couple. Again,
exactly.
You're defining. No one's defining for you, and society shouldn't. What you think is appropriate, inappropriate. We know what the societal norms say. And in the past, what they used to be. But those things are constantly breaking down. What I don't like is to see people of any age using and abusing older people for other purposes other than a healthy, loving relationship. If you're at some, you know, going to someone to be a sugar daddy, you know, to me, that's not healthy, because you're not satisfied with yourself. Something's going on there. You got to have a sugar daddy to take care of you, or, you know, vice versa, or a sugar mama. So I think those relationships are not healthy relationships in some respect. If you're going about it, you know, with for the loving and healthy part of that, who are we to say? Because things have changed. Boundaries that used to be there now are being changed so much, and because of people in Hollywood kind of, you know, open these gates on things this way. And now with women dating younger men and things of that nature, you know, the boundaries have lessened some. So I would like to be interested to see what our audience thinks about what do they think would be an appropriate age difference if there is one. Personally,
well,
you know, for me, it's growing old with someone that you've known, you know, that type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And many are still buying into that. So just what you think. I'd like to hear from the about the age, about what you think the big age difference would be.
Well, I have a couple.
Anybody want to step up and tell us?
No, they're not willing to talk, but they're willing to text me and tell me things. So.
Okay, you got somebody to text and say what they think.
Yeah, I had one text come in and said that 10 years and anything above 10 years is a little bit out of character for them. They was talking about themselves. So, and maybe that other people feel the same way. And the second text said that if the person is within 20 years, that was fine with them. So, and this is coming from the women. I hadn't had a guy to send me anything yet by text, but I did have that. So you have a split difference right there. You have a 10-year and you have a 20-year. I don't want to ask those people, how old are you? But the guy, they gave me their thoughts. No, we asked them what they said, and they said that one of our candidates, individuals who want to offer their opinion, their listeners said that 10 years is about biggest difference it should be, and had another one say 20. And the thing about it, we really won't know because we don't know how old those individuals are. Everybody have their
right
preference and what's comfortable to you. I always said that when you pray to our Lord and Savior, and I'm gonna speak that word. You can read and get off the line, let it go. That's your thing. When you ask God to give you someone as a desire, and He gives your desire, It may not be an age that you think is the age it should be. Because when you ask him, he's going to turn that desire into something for you. And it might be somebody 10 years older. It might be somebody 15 years old. It might be somebody 20 years older than. Now, you notice our two individuals didn't say about themselves, the young, you know, how would it be with a younger person? How young they would go? We know 21, you're going to have to leave, because the law says 21. Come on, man. But I'm just saying that they did. So we don't know the age of, but your design, God put that person in life, and, you, and that person 20, 21, 20, to whatever in that range, in the 20s, and you're comfortable with it because this is what you asked for. If you ask for that, I'm not saying you go on and pray and say, well, God, send me somebody 25 years different than I am. He said, send me somebody that's going to love me and care for me, and it might be somebody up 20 years old, older than you are, because they may be seen to be a little bit more mature than the people you're around. And that's one of the things we're dealing with. Like I said, remember the traditional thought it was about getting to a relationship, but we can't say much about the 30s and 40s because there were several cases when people were much older than the other person. You know, a lot of kids. But as we look at the traditionals and we get to the 70s and the 80s and when we had age gaps, now a lot of the age gaps being dissipated. You no longer have. It's disappearing. It's not a big age gap. Like people said, because everybody's sort of blending in. They're blending in. You got some people that might be 60 years old and don't look like they're 60 years old. And they begin to blend in so many ways. So the conventional person, which is especially dealing with women that are out, been to college, got things professionally, have that opportunity financially, and again, have the nurturing and intuition, which is ahead of a lot of us males or men, then they may see, I want somebody that's mature enough to do it. I don't want somebody that's in an age bracket in about 40, 35, 40, or 45, because they may be still playing on the PlayStation. Just remember, these 40 years old, Atari came out when they was teenagers. Now they got...
That's true.
So they still playing. They went from Atari to PlayStation, and they went on to the various games. And each year, those games have changed their look to it, but still those individuals stuck on. I heard someone say that the other day, they said, all he do is, this guy's about 35, 40 years old. All he do is rush home to play PlayStation. Wow.
And again, too, you have to, you know, it depends, again, we're talking about being honest in relationships. These are things that in a relationship, you know, where there's an age difference, you need to sit down and be honest and discuss it and define what the relationship is. Also, be prepared to handle what those, your friends, your family, children who may be around the same age, you know, you have to deal with that also. It's a lot to deal with when it comes to this particular statement. I think what the listeners sent in, the 10 and 20 years, I've known relationships and have had acquaintances who've had relationships, and it's maybe a 12-year to 15-year difference, some around mostly 7 to 10, somewhere along there in that age bracket.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
But they went into it. You know, they had they did the work. They did the work they had to do to make sure it was a committed relationship and that they were equal partners in the relationship and no one was trying to use or abuse another person in terms of what they were coming into a relationship for. And they're these three couples are still together.
You are hitting on the head. You know, when you go into a relationship, that's regardless of whether you are the same age or whatever, 2 or 3 years, or not within the 10 or above the 10. You have to lay it out on the table from the beginning. We said that in our previous show. You got to let people know what's your expectations. You know, I think expectation in life is so important. It's expectation in relationship. I say expectation, what you expect of your children, what your children expect of you, what you expect of your family members, your friends. Expectation is so important. So if you come out and lay it on the line, say, now this is where I'm looking for. Now, if that fit what you looking for, I know that sounds like, oh, you're so professional. But we have to stop sugarcoating things. I guarantee if you come out from the start, matter of fact, I was in a conversation with a young lady. She was saying about a friend that she had, and he was telling her that he wanted to make that a committed relationship, but wasn't willing to do the work in that relationship. But I felt like it was good the person came out and was being honest. So that gives you a chance to see if that person's committed and ready to be dedicated to what they said. That tells you now, you was telling me what your fairy tale. You was telling me what you want me to hear. You was sugarcoating it. You was telling me that you thought I wanted to have a relationship and I wanted you to be my girlfriend or boyfriend. You was said, that's what I want, a boyfriend so bad. So some people build themselves to present themselves that way. But when you're talking about truly in this situation, if you're talking from the beginning, and there's a big age difference, as long as you got an understanding, because if you allow society to determine how you're going to live your life in regards to who you're going to be with, they don't make that decision. God make that decision. But just keep in mind, he's going to give you the understanding. He's going to lie you down, and he's going to work it in your body, and he's going to say, well, okay, that's the person for you. Don't you worry about that part. I got this. I'm going to take you because you just do what I ask you to. Be humble. Be patient. And I'm going to take care of you. And see, that's one of the things we got to make sure we understand, that we have to communicate. It's all a part of our healthy relationship. If you communicate, you're going to connect because you'll find out exactly which way that person is going. So the age difference is there. We had 10 years, 20 years, some cases, some people a little bit older than 20, and they got a relationship that's worked and been working for years. This has got to be when you come out from the beginning. Don't come in there thinking that you're about to get a sugar thing. I know Scholar said sugar daddy, sugar mama, sugar thing. And you can put that thing how you want to say it, thing. But it's sugar thing. Okay, and when you think you got a sugar thing, you focus on because you let them know what they're going to do for you and be for you. That's what you're looking for. But if you're looking for a relationship.
I was trying to clean up the thing. I was trying to clean up your thing.
It's a thing. Sugar thing. You can do. Yeah, I told you, no limits. It's the guru talking to you. All right, let's look at a couple more topics, then we're going to shut it down for the night. We have about 13 minutes. Now, this is what I'm going to kind of put out there because one of my good friend called me and said, why don't you talk about this on your show? When is enough in a relationship? When is enough in a relationship? When is enough? And we want you to be a part of 347-857-4192. Or you can text me like you're doing. You know, you can text me at my number. Or you can try to shoot an email through. It's okay. I'm fine with it, but we love to hear from you. But since we're not hearing from you, and you feel the need that you want to DM me, that's great. That's fine. We just want you to be a part of this show. When is enough in a relationship? Might not be the best grammatical sentence that is, but when is enough in a relationship?
If you're in an abusive relationship, if the relationship is abusive, if the relationship is verbal and physical abusive, ship is threatening, if the relationship is dehumanizing you, humiliating you, if the relationship is one of control, where you are powerless inside the relationship, that's not healthy. And, Doc, as you would say, that's the time you get out. You run,
yes.
Run.
Yes, yes.
It's not easy. Yes. I am very aware of that. When we say this, I've dealt with and worked with women who've been in very abusive relationships. And it's hard to leave, particularly if you have children. But you're going to have to decide one day, enough is enough. We're not punching bags. We're not in a gym. We're not Muhammad Ali and in kickboxing. We don't deserve that. And vice versa, men get abused too. So it's not just women in abusive relationships. So if you're powerless and your power and your individuality has been taken away, you're being demeaned in front of your children. Because in some relationships, it eventually turns to the children too being physically and verbally abused. It's time to go. And if you want to try to save it, then the person's willing to go into therapy and go in to do the work that needs to be done to try to get the relationship back on track, then that's a decision that you'll have to make. But if you're experiencing all these things, enough is enough. When the internal you, who you are, is no longer there and being controlled by someone else, you've lost control of you. It's time to leave.
Yes, ma'am. And even to the point we have in relationships, we have abuse, and it don't always have to be physically abusive. That could be mentally, emotionally.
Right.
And I think that's what goes on. The emotional part is really one we are not understanding quite well. So as a person understanding emotional abuse. You know, you have somebody that come and want to tell you, I can sell you, I call them carpetbaggers. They can sell you all the goods in the world. And they go tell you every way, they get you all hyped up, pumped up, get you emotionally involved with them, and they snap it. You ask yourself, am I going to stay here with this situation? When is enough? Are you enough? It's time for me to go. And I don't want to go back and repeat it. You know, you understand. But I'll say it a little later after I finish with what I'm saying. You have to be able to recognize when enough is enough. You have to recognize it may not even be in the form of abuse. It might be a person that keep more or less telling you what they're going to do. Or they might be a person that their representative is still hanging around. The question, when is enough that you're going to realize, because I do believe, and some agree and disagree, and the guru said that you can take it with no limit. This is what I believe. When they show themselves, believe what you see. Don't try to think, well, it might be better tomorrow. It might be better in 6 months. It might be better in 8 months. When you see it, you start putting it back in that important muscle you have in your body, which is your brain. That's a strong muscle because it's nourished every day. And you place that, and you got to make a decision. Do I want to continue to stay here? Because this person is not really to be committed. Remember that 10% in,
90% out. 10% in, 90% out.
Exactly. So you're talking about people. It showed you, so enough is enough. Go back to fairy tale syndrome. You remember we said 364 days. You are dealt with in death, but on a 365th day, you say, I will not deal with this anymore because I'm going to start the new year off right. I'm not dealing with you. So if you have to run as fast as you can.
Fast as you can.
Don't sit around and think, you know, what's the thing we can do? We go, I can change her. I can change him. You know what? People only want to be changed when they want to be changed. You can't change anybody. They have to make the decision. So don't be in that relationship saying, I can change him. You know, he took baby steps. You know, you taking baby steps when you know you have something you need to change? Baby steps? You're either going to work toward changing or you're not going to change it. If you're comfortable with being, it's hard to change somebody who's comfortable in something and they're not even realizing what they're doing. But when you recognize it, enough is enough. And it's done. You got to get out of there. Fairy tale over with. You want some peace, you got to get out of there. You got to say no. That means you're cutting the communication out without even talking back to that person. Is that the way you do it? That's the way you do it. I see it a little different. You need to tell them, I got to go. Tell people that I can't stay here with this. I got to go. I can't stay here. Enough is enough. and you'll be a lot better off when you're talking about relationship. This is a real talk about relationship. This is real talk. And we want you to understand that. And the last topic we want to touch base on, because we have about 5 minutes, and it is why relationship rejection is good for you. Got it? Why relationship rejection is good for you.
Because nothing is 100%, and that's how we grow. If everything was always smooth sailing, everything was always the rose-colored glasses and the rosy paths and the compliments and all this, that, and the other, how we grow as individuals and as a couple, as partners. You know, sometimes you have to take the bad with the good. And sometimes all rejection is not bad. Rejection for someone who is really not the right person for you might be the best thing that could ever happen. Yeah, you'll cry your eyes out and probably be so heartbroken for a while, but you be the best you can be and keep moving forward and going forward. You know, the time will lessen a lot of that pain, because you don't know what's coming around the corner. Something else is better for you and maybe meant for you. So rejection is not bad. It helps you to grow because that's how you learn the good versus the bad. That's how you weed out the frogs versus the prince and
all
that
right
type
now.
Of thing.
Lord, she said a mouthful in. You weed out them frogs. Some of them ain't no prince. They might put on that dress up like a prince. Oh, they flashing everything. They taking you everywhere. But when they take you somewhere out to eat, you got to pay for the food. They showed themselves to you. Believe what you see. If you're allowed
or
to go on.
Or take it somewhere, you know, you on their arm and they're busy checking somebody else out. You know,
I'm with you.
You're not going to disrespect me as a woman like that. And vice with the men, too. You know, you don't do that. That's not healthy.
And see, that's what we got to understand. It works both ways. And the thing about it, in this world of your relationship, it takes two individuals who's going to consider themselves eventually, we're going to be partners in this. Just as much work for you as that person that's going to be your mate. It's not a one-sided thing. It's not going to work. If it becomes one-sided, I'm going to go back and I'm going to say this before we kind of wrap this thing up. If it becomes one-sided, and you can't get cooperation, you don't have a connection, they're not communicating, they're not being honest, they're not trustworthy, they don't have self-love for themselves, or they're not going to have you, run as fast
run
as you can.
Just as you can.
It's the guru telling you, run with no problem. You're going to forget about that fairy tale, because you know what? There is going to be a prince out there, a Boaz for you. It's going to be someone out there for you, because God has somebody for you, and that's what it's all about. But we're at the end of the hour. It's been outstanding, and I love it. I know we didn't get the people to call in. I got people on the line that they call in, but they're just not ready to press that button yet. But that's all right. We're going to work hard at every 2 weeks to make sure we get you in here. We want you to share your thoughts, because we're giving our expertise. We're the real relationship gurus. And we're just giving it to you, either like it or not, because we have no limits here. We're not here trying to prove anything to you. We want you to be able to understand that we're offering you a vehicle to share your point of view, and that's why we love you. Scarlett, we want to close it out. Share your thoughts as we close it out.
It's been another phenomenal show, and I hope that our listeners will join us on Monday nights when we talk Talking Real to you. And tonight on Tuesdays, talking about this, not being afraid of a real relationship. It's all about being upfront, being real, and not fake. Be honest. Make sure it's an honest and healthy relationship for you. And again, you know, we just give you the expertise that we've gone through. You know, I'm a licensed counselor in my profession. A former licensed counselor and dealt with so many people on so many levels with their children, with their relationships and things of that nature. And you heard from Dr. Lowe here. So we got something for you just about every night of the week to help you to be real in the life with these things. And we're here to help and we're here to listen to you. So again, thank you for joining us. And Dr. Lowe, thank you for having me again tonight. It's been awesome, absolutely awesome. These are some deep topics that affect all of us in various ways.
That's great. That's great. And Scarlett, it's always good to have you here. You know, I just really enjoy this hour. And sometimes we go way beyond an hour, but that's all right. It's all about giving you a chance to listen. Sometimes you don't always have to talk. You know, one of my hashtags is communicate for, the number four, understanding. Not communicate to understand, it's for understanding. And to be successful in that hashtag, you have to be able to be good listeners. And we have some outstanding listeners, and I want to make sure I give them a shout out. You know, we have several. I always do this before I close it out completely. We have LaWanda Davis. Thank you, LaWanda. Stephanie Fletcher McFarland. Thank you, Stephanie. She said hi. Hi, Stephanie. We have Miles Brown, one of my ball players, and now the principal of McKenzie School down in McKenzie, Alabama. Miles is with us every week. Thank you, Miles. Lisa Maria Smith Sherrod, thank you for joining us. Maria N. Carnacho, I'm going to get it right, Maria, because you're with me every week, and we're going to have a personal conversation, so I make sure I get that name right. I really appreciate it. We also have Latoria Foxworth, Robert Schufer, one of my ball players from McKinley, coaching back, and we won a state championship in the state of Alabama in the small class. And also, we want Scarlett, I want you to hear this. The other night, Robert and one other of my ball players crossed into the wonderful band of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated.
All right, so ma'am. That's what I'm talking about.
Robert Schufer, we call him Bear. I appreciate you, brother, for doing that, moving forward, and hopefully, you know, being our coach for a long time back in the 90s, and we did some 80s
right.
and 90s. We spread some positive things down in that area. We do appreciate you. Coretta Lynn Haynes, thank you, Coretta. Preacher man, preaching for him. And this is another one of the ball players from Kansas. He played basketball for me. His name is Michael Clemens. Thank you, Michael, for joining us. Stacy Thomas, Attorney Thomas, thank you. She's a proud member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. Stacy Thomas.
All right.
Dana Bowser, another proud member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated out of Philadelphia. You have another one of my frat brothers, Mario. Thank you, Mario Talifario. Mario, remember, Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity. Denise Stephanie. Thank you, Denise. Deborah Stewart. Thank you, Deborah. Charlie's Angel. Nurse Jackson. Thank you, Nurse Jackson. And last but not least, another one of my students from McKenzie High School, Beverly Lachey Johnson. Beverly, thank you for joining and all, and I appreciate y'all joining. Like you said, Coach, I hope Coach was good to all of y'all and some kind of impact, because y'all was a wonderful group of young people that started me off in my profession as a teacher and coach. And I appreciate you now joining me. You're talking, in some cases, 30 years later. I do appreciate
it. That's all right.
You always be my family. I always love you. And I tell you, check us out on tomorrow night. We got Talking Sports Plus, 8 o'clock Central Standard Time. The call-in number is the same. Check us out on Friday at 6 o'clock, which is Balling with the Doc. Then on Monday, we'll be back with Talking Wheels. And Scarlett is one of our co-hosts. And we have a guest come in talking about some financial. Matter of fact, it's the group that was here a couple of months ago. They wanted to come back and share some more financial wisdom. I'm telling you, we're just trying to make it available. We have informative series on Blog Talk Radio, on Facebook, Instagram, Anchor Podcast, all those. We're getting the word out. We appreciate you joining us. We also have a couple of members on, corporate individuals on Instagram, and that was D. Rams. That's D. Ramsey. Thank you, Dizzy. Then we had Solo, and it flashed and went off on me because I guess my time ran out. Lost a connection, but I appreciate them joining me on Instagram, and there was others, and I couldn't read all of them. Oh, man, it's awesome. We'll be coming every other
awesome. Now.
And you keep joining us because we're going to offer some more things to you. Because we're all about sharing the wealth. We don't want to keep the guru, and we don't want to keep the gurus, don't want to keep it to themselves. We want you to have it. So tonight, said, don't be afraid of a real relationship. And you know what? I don't think you will be, because we gave you the information to talk about the hot topic. It's going to be awesome. Mm-hmm. DM me and tell me if you got some things that you'd like for us to talk about. I have no problem. We're ready to make it do what it do. You know what? It's the end of the hour. It's way beyond, about 5 minutes beyond. And I always said, hashtag keep on grinding. Hashtag communicate for understanding. And last but not least, I love you, and ain't a thing you can do about it. Have an awesome night. Because you know what? You over here at this.
We gon' start this thing all right. Duval in the money logging out. Come on, now come on. I'm living my best life.
My ex, you can have that there. Hey, this year bad vibes get coming.